Hi, this is Christy, and welcome to the Portal Private Podcast. Inside, you'll hear unfiltered and generally unedited conversations between myself, Christy Deuce, and Katja Margalova, the co-holders and weavers of the Portal Mastermind. In this series, we want to help you feel out the energetic structure and the transmission of the Portal, as well as give you our takes on everything from business to mysticism, from brand to using family constellation work to quantum leap into an inevitable life and business of mythic proportions. Awesome, right? Want to join us? You can enter the portal via early enrollment by July 7th, 2025, and we begin in full on August 7th. Let's step in. Hi, Katja.
Hi, Christy.
This is Christy. For those who are listening, I bring a little more of the intersection of heaven and earth. And on the other side here up the screen is Katja, who is bringing...
I would not know how to define any of this. Bigger archetypal mythic fields and movements and underlying architectures of everything. just to make it more tangible.
As someone who kind of specializes in translating the unseen into actual words and messages, I get a little bit tripped up even with Katja. There's that I know who is, you can so instantly feel her connection into what you can't see, but you can feel and hint at, who really walks the edges of human experience while being one of the most human people that I know, that can do ethers and mud and is just such a somatic, like that's such a limiting buzzword, but are like really lives and works in body as portal to something bigger and wider and vaster than most of us are accessing.
Thank you. Yeah. Still, when you describe my work, every time it feels like, oh, are you talking about me? Who is that person you're talking about? It sounds amazing.
It is. It actually is. And if you're here, listener, dear listener, you may be interested in working with us, or at least really you orient toward your business as a journey of something else. Like, it's not just about the math, but it is about the math and what's in your bank account. That it's also a tool for experiencing yourself at a bigger, more powerful level, to really find out the edges of what you can embody, experience in this life. So we're bringing you a series of conversations about how we see and experience business in that way, what we bring to the table, what we see as generally mythically oriented people, mystically oriented people, of what's happening now and where we're headed in the future. And so we want to introduce you to the portal, but also we have a series of just our conversations, our insights, and we hope you enjoy. I want to ask Katja first, where did the portal mastermind, come from for you?
I do not even know anymore. I guess it was kind of floating around for quite some time. An idea that was there and almost tangible. And then I started picking up on it, like little pieces here and there. And then it just didn't make any sense. In a way, I knew that I wasn't supposed to do this alone at all. And then we just had this like a friend call conversation, catching up on life. And I think it was you. You said, like, what if we just did something together? And like, wait, I have the perfect thing that's been floating around in my field for a while. Like, and it just needs like a plug-in station, docking station to connect, and then we can make magic.
Why did you want to hold this in a collaborative way? We'll talk about, I mean, I've hinted a little bit of what Kaja brings to the collaboration, but why did you feel like it needed a plug-in station?
Well, first of all, you are not the plug-in station. You're so much more. This is not what I meant. The plug-in station was like the actual form and shape of the body of work that we will be weaving together. And I feel like what I said to you, I think it was today in our voice message exchanges, or maybe any other day, what is even time? I don't even know anymore. That you are, like, you have such a skill that I haven't seen ever yet in anybody else to pick up on this, what I just mentioned, this like floating threads and ideas in the field that are very untangible. And you are able to pick them up, pull them out of different dimensions in different fields and blend them into the 3D quote unquote space, into physical space, and make an actual body, like shape an actual body, and from this body of work that is floating somewhere in the ether. Never have I ever seen anybody do this in with such a skill and elegance and knowledge and channeling capacity. And then it just so beautifully kind of plus your experience in all things business, which I have not at all. I do not have that at all, nor do I want to develop it. And yet, with my work and all the principles that I teach, all the principles that I practice myself and with my clients as well, the way how I've built my business is very highly profitable. Like my conversions rate, if you want to talk numbers and math, are like skyrocketing, and people do not understand how. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm chilling, quantum chill. And so, first of all, like this type of space, it needs to be communal, because communal dynamics and group dynamics and even holding space together for this particular space, right, creates immediately a completely different dynamic, relational dynamic, energetic dynamic, body-to-body dynamic. When we gather together with a group of equals, it kind of becomes, if you would call it, an oracle circle, where information channels just open up, like beyond anything that you could have ever done in one-on-one, or like, this is me holding space and let me teach you how to live your life situation.
Well, what really stuck out when you were talking about what you do and like just eschewing the business stuff that you don't want to do is that essentially the portal is a mastermind held by experts, deep practitioners, neither of which primarily orient as business coaches that will give you a prescription or a direction or even totally orienting to pep talks and rah-rah speeches. Like what I know and experience from your work is that your literal architecture changes, that there's like a capacity shift when Kaja talks about quantum chill, that is really actually how she be in the world, is to slow down, like have such command is probably a tricky word, but command over your nervous system to slow it down and reach through quantum, through time states to find the effortless, efficient, effective solutions, directions. And one thing that's really outstanding through your business journey is that you just rejected the idea that you had to start as a beginner.
Yes, completely.
Because you were such a deep practitioner and had lived lifetimes even within this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many practitioners that are actually experts at what they do. And because they're starting to be visible in a different way the first time, they feel like beginners across the board. which is
okay.
And you had, I've watched you had such a differentiation between, I know what I do at a really expert level, and I know some maybe like copy skills that could shift a little bit. Something. And on my side of not really like thinking of myself as a business coach primarily is when I'm working with really deep practitioners, it's never about doing anything my way. It's really about following the threads of what's emerging, what can't you see that's you yet, and like helping to weave those all together into words and visuals and strategy and tech that actually feels mystical to put that all together. You reflected that in a way that I was like, oh, isn't that how everybody feels? Like you can hear what they're saying from like this childhood. You know how that should.
No.
In an tech stack?
Or how
your font should look? Anyway, so it's really interesting to be talking about a mastermind with bringing a different skill set than come in and do this my way, because what it's about at all.
And what I also like about the way how you approach this is it does not feel businessy at all. You know, I would say all of my students and all of my clients currently, they have this like heebie-jeebies around business coaching, coaching in general, coaching industry. And it's like, oh, like I really want support, and I really want connection, and I really want to be in spaces that I really uplift my all of me, and I cannot even. It just feels like, oh, no, like, no.
Yes. There'll be no black and white editorial photos and Louboutin shoes. So tell me more about like the communal field. So there is something about lately who I've been working with are like deep magical witches. And in my experience with some of the biggest leaders and practitioners that really are trying to do and are doing amazing, impactful work, the hardest place to see yourself from is inside. It's impossible to be a mirror for yourself in a lot of cases, but they bring such magic and wisdom into a collective space. So tell us more about the field, the group that was very intentional about having a communal space that can transcend where any one person is alone.
Oh, and it's a question for like at least 10 hours of riffing on information. Yeah. So we had talks around this from the beginning, like how we want the space to feel and what we would like for it to be and become. Let me start a little bit, like rewind back to the masterminds that I've been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a part of like some good number of masterminds, specifically around the bit. And all of them felt more as individual dynamics between the facilitator and each participant at best, because usually the groups are also like huge. Yeah, 50, 100, 500 people. And it's just an individual dynamic put into a group setting. So we will be here in a group on Facebook or whatever, and there will be no relational field. And so it never felt like an actual, what I call this a relational field, like an actual gathering of everybody and weaving together. It also quite often felt very hypervigilant. Like, can you check my copy here? Check my copy there. Is this okay? Is that okay? Like everyone was like, I made this amount of money, Everyone just throwing things at each other. And there's never an exchange. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like individual dynamics in a group setting. And what we want for the portal to become is an actual group dynamic where everyone is holding a piece of the field and everyone is contributing. And that does not mean holding the space, because again, this is what happened to you many times, to me many times. You come into a group, they say, it's an advanced container. We believe it, we come in, and it is not an advanced container. There's a lot of beginners, which is not bad, but then I really don't like to mix the beginners and advanced practitioners, because the level of understanding is different, the questions are different. Yeah, we can offer and open so many more aspects of everything, of being, basically, and also business building.
Mm-hmm.
And then weaving together and contributing. And this is literally, we probably will have the audio, and so you cannot see me doing stuff with my hands right now, weaving motion of an actual web.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a metaphor. It's not like an imagination. It's an actual web of relations that gets woven with time and input and attention and body and soul and everything in it. And mm-hmm. every time when we weave this web of relations, we will also add not just the human, right? But also more than human kin. Also the spirit, also at the soul level, also local ecologies and nature, and everything contributes to the field. And this is where it feels like it is an actual web. I can actually, very literally, right? It's a somatic experience of actually being able to lean into the web, and nothing in this way can move you, can touch you, because the web is so strong. Without kind of quote-unquote the participants having to do something for it. And when we gather with really powerful people and we weave this web, the access to information and all the channels that open up is just beyond what you ever could have imagined with your like thinking mind. Way beyond any vision board that you can come up with. Because a vision board actually becomes a very limiting thing, right? You can imagine something with the mind that has access to this amount of information. You can come up with something, you can make a vision board, but actually it's very limiting. Because when we let it go and when we open up, like really, but for real, open up, the sky is the limit.
Hmm.
Does this answer your question or begin to answer the question?
Yeah. Tell me more about what you mean by advanced practitioners. So who do you see stepping into the portal?
People who've done stuff, who've been places. We want to work with all kinds of practitioners. I would really love to have a space with variety, like from all kinds of different areas, to kind of how do we name it? Like people and practitioners who like ran trainings, wrote books, running their own masterminds, maybe like doing the work, worked with clients. So you have already like maybe thousands of hours of experience in the bones.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the space will be most beneficial and most supportive. Because also, I had this moment maybe like a year ago or so when I started also with understanding that I am not a practitioner for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a good match in a practitioner capacity for beginners. And the beginners in a way, like, and it's not to shame anybody, obviously, right? It's like depending on where in your journey you are. And then I just do not have the skill nor capacity to meet someone at the beginning of the journey. And that's okay. And that's okay for them. And I would be happy to refer them out because I have like a huge pool of super, super practitioners that started with me as well.
Can I insert there a little bit?
Yes.
It's like a frame is long ago in a different life, I used to teach high school English literature and and college. And that there was some time at the beginning of my career that I substitute taught for grade two. And I was like, this is a different job. I don't know what to do.
Exactly.
It wasn't like, it was just a different thing. Like, teaching senior English is hard in its own way. Mm-hmm. And teaching second grade, I was like, this is too hard for me. This is not my skill set.
No, it's exactly.
Anyway, so I just wanted to necessarily like a hierarchical thing. It just is a different orientation and skill set.
Yeah.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
I think I'm done.
Network that you can refer out to.
Yeah.
And so when we look at advanced practitioners, I think that it's, for me, it really comes into the realm of people who aren't necessarily looking for someone to tell them what to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? That we're really talking about a non-prescriptive container. And so some of the clients that I mentioned that I've worked with lately have also been really disillusioned with a lot of mastermind spaces. It's just felt like they were expected to come in and imitate the facilitator, or that like there was no true space held. Like I've worked with a lot of really impactful people lately that feel like there's no space that can truly hold them.
Yeah.
And this is really created with those people in mind. Like, weirdo, misfit, advanced in the sense of I've niched, deepened probably is a better word. Like, I know my connection. I know what I'm here to do. And I'm not really interested in toning that down or using someone else's strategy or
templates for a successful email sequence.
Right. That really, it's like, but I'm also feeling like I'm trying too hard and things aren't working for how advanced I feel inside.
Yes.
True?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I think one really interesting question is, if you are a deep feeling person at all, you probably have sensed a shift in kind of the collective material unseen world lately. And I think there's something about the portal that really feels connected to timing for me.
Uh-huh.
I think it brings up this question that I want to ask you, Katya, of why now?
Do you want to riff on it? Why now?
Why now? Okay. Well, I think that we have evidence all over that the things that were working 2 years ago, 4 years ago, aren't anymore. That it's not just deep practitioners that are like, I tried just following all the directions and that didn't work because it wasn't mine. I think we are all called into a greater level of differentiation into really identifying the threads, the path that's like truly ours. Something I've thought about lately is like in the over Instagramification of business and strategy, I think that one of the big tragedies underneath there is that it's limiting. It's like the vision board that you talked about. Is that I talked to a client recently who was like, I keep getting this feeling like this deep work and ancestral connection that I've been bringing to people online. Like, and she was so embarrassed about it. It was like, I feel like I'm going to be at the United Nations.
And what?
There's just things like that. I have another client friend that has worked in depth work for a decade and a half with all the internet famous people. And she's like, working on getting a comedy, like depth work comedy special on Netflix right now. Like, no, there's no template for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no one on Instagram being like, this is exactly how you do it. Yeah. And I really think we're at a juncture where there will be more and more of those people who feel called in a different way and they don't need someone to tell them all the steps to get there, they need mm-hmm. a space to hold them, a network, a web to support the increased capacity required for bigger things.
Mm-hmm. And this is also what I say to my students all the time. You are the niche. You are the industry. Like, oh, you don't feel like you fit in? Go build your own industry. Like, what is the problem? You can sit and complain day after day after day about how the industry is bad and everything, like, it just doesn't work. Or you can be your own industry and embody your own modality. You don't have to be trained in a certain thing. Kind of, I also see that if we're talking like quote unquote advanced practitioners, practitioners and people who work at the level where there's no competition, like what you just said, like those things do not exist yet. And we get to create them. Like your work does not exist outside of your ecosystem. My work does not exist outside of my ecosystem. You created your own niche, you've created your own industry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the level of the potency and the magic.
Yeah. Yes. There's someone from my little town that stopped me on my walk the other day. And he said, like, what are you doing now? And it was so interesting to say, like, oh, I help thought leaders, impact makers with their brand and messaging, like, in a way. It was just like a really specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
People working at a lot of depth that can't see themselves in the same way. And then I just saying like, yeah, I just made up my own job. I'm like really good at this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I just think there's more and more of that that you miss following a roadmap or prescription. That said, can you tell us some of the ways that you make the field? Weave the web.
Ooh. I would not know where to begin for like a short enough answer.
Let's say that. Let's say that I have some listed.
Yes, tell me.
Okay, but final thoughts for this little segment. Where do you see people going? How do you see them being after 6 months in the portal?
I would say the way how I've experienced my work and your work as well is when the whole of life begins to just feel more patience would be a good word. But also, yeah, the phrase that I use a lot, effortless, effective, efficient, in a way how nature is effortless, effective, efficient. When there is no urgency, there is no competition, everything follows the right conditions, right? The field that holds the right conditions of right timing, right pacing, right distance, right relationships. You know exactly what to do, when to do it, what actions to take, without like overthinking or without planning yourself to have death or this crippling anxiety, which was always my default in my body. And I haven't had any anxiety for a year, maybe, which also even a year, which is not super long, but in my experience, it is super, super long because I used to have this anxiety attacks all the time, especially connected to the business.
Yeah,
like kind of the whole of life just feels more expansive and juicy and delicious. And yeah, the phrase that I use a lot in my work is also manic aliveness, which is just like this intense, deep experience of connection with life and co-creation with life. And other people as well, other humans and more than human world and nature and cosmic forces. And we can kind of zoom out and zoom in and in every cell on the cellular level to the cosmic bigger movements. Just you know, the casual things we do here.
Well, I think one thing that I've been feeling from my like 7-figure clients, that's just like they've been doing it for a long time. It's working, let's say, is what I mean, is really an orientation to it feeling different, feeling differently. It's not that like their business is totally broken. It's that they want to have access to more of that manic aliveness. They want it to feel not so hard. To stop trying to like strategize and keep looping there about how to stay like relevant or profitable, that it feels differently and kind of falls into a right relationship within their life instead of being their whole life. So I think that there's like that embodied shift that's really possible, probable from spending time in this space.
And I would say even inevitable.
You would say that.
I would say that.
Yes. And then I think also sort of have it like that. Often a lack of clarity is actually like a somatic thing, you know? It's like the clouds that keep us from where we're trying to go next because there's kind of a nervous system upper limit. And that's why I think this is such a beautiful space and configuration, because often rearranging that somatic architecture and that nervous system wiring also opens up so that that clarity is really possible, and working in reflecting that back, an outcome of the experience of like, I know what is mine. Like I know it's particularly potency that other people see, like what is magnetic and true from the most congruent, coherent, and cohesive brand, which is such a superficial word, but it has ripples when it comes from something really deep and connected from the seen and unseen world, that everything is working together as an ecosystem instead of a mind first strategy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm even, let me give to our listeners, like those who are listening, my students know this. I hope they remember. But something like a practice that is very, very life changing when you apply it on different, with different depth of understanding and relationality with it, is orienting to being disoriented, or orienting to feeling disoriented. Like what you said, the lack of clarity, the nervous system thing, absolutely, totally, right? And then the key is to not try to solve uncertainty with more certainty, because it will create more uncertainty, like how things usually go, right? We try to fix it and it doesn't work and it only gets harder. But really orienting to feeling disoriented. And I promise you, when you do this and you actually find the somatic experience of that, it changes everything.
Yes. That is something that I've really learned in our interactions, is how often I will come with like, and then I'm going to do this to fix the thing. And that is a real magic that Katya brings, is I usually have the experience of feeling like I live thinking into blue ocean space, which doesn't exist. Like, not binaries, just like creation from the realms. And often in trying to solve my own things, I narrow in, and bringing things to Katya just feels like, oh, it's not an either or even a third thing. It's like a whole different thing entirely.
Yeah.
That settles everything down and just instantly, inevitably changes moving forward.
Yeah, this is how we grow. And this is exactly also where we meet each other so well.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of come from different perspective, and then we meet in the middle, in between, because the in between are my favorite spaces. In between is where all the magic happens. And then in between with this movement, like something else is created, like the portal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like bigger, wider, more powerful than either of us could hold and
yeah.
create.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then adding the other people that are stepping into it just adds more orders of magnitude.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. Next episode, there's your intro to the orientation of the portal, and we'll be back.
Bye-bye.